lovely Julie Miles. She and I work on lots and lots of projects together, and she's joining me in this session. Now, this is going to be a big whirlwind, okay? There's going to be lots of things to sing. Some of you have got lovely props and things to wrap them and shape. And if you haven't, I'm not an ounce of salt. You're just going to say early year songs are many things to many people. But what I like is a song that you can kind of squeeze like an orange. So there's lots and lots of flexible, elastic band elements of the song that you can change the lyrics, you can add bits in. In fact, they become something that the children can take away and use as an autonomous device for their own learning, their own play. So although we are going to sing some of the songs as set, you will see from the way I treat them that you can do all sorts of things with them. They're copyright free in the sense that you can use them in any part of your session with any of your colleagues. And if you really, really like them, there is a CD available on stand H12 that is written on your sheet, so you don't have to remember anything. And if you want to have that CD, not only does the CD-ROM have the songs and Hilary's delightful accompaniments, but it actually has practitioner notes for early years, people that you might be seeking for, that you might be training, that you might be supporting as well. So activities that generate through the early years holistic practice. Because as you and I know in the early years, nothing is divided into 5 minute or 10 minute or 50 minute lessons. It all flows beautifully from creative sources like yours. So as I say, if you fancy that, go and see the stand on H12. Now, colleagues, I go into many settings where people have a hallowed song. Now I like hallowed songs. I think they're warm and fuzzy and friendly. But the same hallowed song every day, every week, every month really drives me bonkers. This hallowed song is totally versatile. All it needs is a bag, and you fill it with random objects. And it means that when you greet a child, you can give them a specific thing to do from what they give out of the basket. I demonstrate. Hello, Janine. How are you today? Would you like to take something out of the basket, Janine? Can you meow like a little cat? That's lovely. I'm sure you can sing that with me because it's so easy. Hello, Julia. How are you today? Can you squeak like a little mouse? That's the way. Now, colleagues, it's not too early to have musical development in the things we offer our earliest children. In that song, there is a gap while the unfortunate victims, I think, can do something, whether it's silent and action, singing or playing. That means that the rest of the group who are singing are internalizing that melody, that contour, so that they can come in with, that's the way. And that's a really important musical term. So this is very useful. I'm going to do some more examples of it. But also bear in mind that if your children fill the bag, how much more personal is that for the children? And you know your children. If you have a child who is an electric mute, you're not going to ask them to say or sing something. So they can do a movement or a shape and really make it personal. Hello, Denise, how are you today? Get me out of the bag, please. Can you reach for another star? Or higher, Denise, higher, you might stand up. That's the way. Hello, John Quill, how are you today? Can you swim like a little fish? That's the way. Easy, isn't it? You've got a completely different song for every occasion. Hello, Barbara, how are you today? You're not supposed to look, just did. And you stand on one leg. That's the way. I could have asked, if I knew Barbara better, I could have asked her to look like Cinderella, but it's a little shoe. You see what I mean? You can be very, very versatile with this. Hello, Maggie, how are you today? Can you walk like a burglar? Very good. That's the way. Hello, Jezebel. How are you today? Can you shake a shaker? That's the way. So get yourself a hello bag. Fill it with random objects. Be intelligent and on the spot and invent things for your children's sake. Very simple activity. Excellent. I personally like to sing in earlier settings using just my voice. But I've been doing that for 4,000 years. You will have colleagues who would rather chew wasps than sing unaccompanied, who cannot find the note to get them to that place. So although I am going to mostly sing, well not today, in my practice, just a cappella with my voice, a lot people do like that support. So I've got the lovely Hillary, who's going to play some very gentle things later on to accompany it, and those are on the Stevie Rock. My next song is an example of what I mean about squeeze the orange and make the song up with the children. I need some volunteers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Come and call the end of the library. Very good. Now, colleagues, if you've not experienced lightning yet, you really must get some. It's such fun. All in the inner woman. If you do lightning with your children, try four-way lightning. You need the double stretch. Now, hopefully, my victims here are going to bounce on the pulse, on the strong beat. But they're only early years. They're exploring sound and movement and matching those to the concept. So it may not happen. But my song, but it's not my song, it's your song. My song is about a frog. So, Betty, we need to name the frog, please. What should we call the frog? Barbara. Oh, sorry. Right, okay. Are you bouncing, ladies and gentlemen? Hop, hop, hop. Hop, little frog, his name is Hop. Hop, 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 sing that.
Hop, 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 little frog, his name is Hop. Hop, hop, hop.
What is Hop like to eat? You don't have to be sensible. Leaves. Excellent. Here we go.
Hop, 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 little frog, he likes to eat leaves. Hop, hop, hop.
Marvellous. Where did he go on holiday? I've been to of course he did.
Hop, we go. Hop, hop, hop. Hop, little frog. He went to Ibiza. Hop, hop, hop.
Lady in stripes, what colour are Bob's pyjamas?
Indigo.
Indigo. Yeah. Excellent. You go straight to Key Stage 3.
Hop, hop, hop. Hop, little frog, his pyjamas are indigo. Hop, hop, hop.
Whatever you were given by the child, you've got to fit into that phrase. And have, Clarissa said, indigo with peppermint ice stripes. You've got to fit it in somehow. Does he have a brother or sister, Bob? A sister, Jenny, lovely. Here we go.
Hop, hop, hop. Hop, little frog, his sister's called Jenny. Hop, hop, hop.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Mom. Thank you. All the songs that I'm doing with you today will work in tandem with your areas of learning at home. Notice I don't say support. I don't think you can support anything. It's wonderful and rich and gorgeous in its own right. But it does work in tandem with the kind of holistic delivery you have. So our next song would work very well with your children taking an outdoor walk and begin to look at creatures in the park. Here is going to give us the most lovely question. Now, what's your example called? This song is an earlier song that does not seem to be taught. It's a pop song because there is an echo line to be perfect obvious. It doesn't require any kind of rote learning. It simply exists and you're going to put in the effort for it. Thank you, Henry.
I'm the little yellow duck, quack, 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 quack. And I swim over there, and I swim right back. I'm the little yellow duck, quack, 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 quack. And I live in the park by the pond, quack, quack.
Oh, so intelligent.
I'm a little brave mouse, squeak, 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 squeak. I'm a scamper over there, and a scamper right back. I'm a little brave mouse, squeak, 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 squeak. And I live in the park by the pond, squeak, squeak.
Easy, isn't it? I need to know my next time with it's over, it's my memory. Frog. Thank you.
I'm a little green frog.
To sing, hang on a little. Sally is showing, in my experience, goldfish. Their mouths are moving because they want to join in the song, whether or not they know the words. So do feel free to mix my metaphors to goldfish within this palm song. Excellent. One more time, please. I'm a little brown squirrel, chatter, 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 and I climb out of there, and I climb right back. I'm a little brown squirrel, chatter, 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 and I live in the pond, climb a pond. I'm a little red fox, bark, 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 and I run over there, and I run right back. I'm a little red fox, bark, 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 and I live in the pond, by the pond. Now, if I'd worked on that song, or using that song, because it worked in with my delivery of the areas of Durham, I'd probably invite the children to find sound makers, whether they are traditional, or whether they are found sound, perhaps, or then that song by adding in the sound. Then you could then perhaps even have a version of the song where the children don't sing the sounds, but they play the sounds. You can go on building these layers up, but in fact, with a little ingenuity, you can turn it into a song that is big fun. They are very, very flexible songs. That was lovely. Thank you so much. Now, our next song involves the piece of candle on the object. Can you hold your candle up? Look at that, so beautiful. And it's got a number on it, so you know which one to hold up. This candle song, Candlelight, would serve you for any light festival. Garlic, Hanukkah, because it's simply a song, a quite reflective, sweetful song that involves candles, but it also involves instruments. We've got people playing instruments. Have you also got numbers on two? Marvelous. If you're number one, could you wave at me? Oh, we've got number one candle, isn't that lovely making the match up? So as we sing about one candle, number one instrument will be surprised. Well, personally, that would be interesting for myself. The second candle, we will add in a second sound. So you can see there's a mathematical link here, but it's actually a song about candlelight. I'm applying it to emphasis. Now this song is particular in that it's written to a pentatonic scale. If you're not familiar with that term in 10 seconds, I will just explain that the scales you hear when children learn to play, la 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 la, is one kind of scale, but another kind of scale for you can be achieved on school instruments if you take out the F and B bars, the frets and billies, and you are left then with a five note scale that we call pentatonic, which has a particular kind of resonance, a particular kind of charm, and every note in the pentatonic scale goes with the other notes, so you can't play one note, which is really useful in primary education. We have some people with chime bars ready to play, and we have Hilary on the camera. Hilary, can I show you your camera? Beautiful pentatonic drum, which has a very, very good sound to accompany this kind of song. So Hilary, shall we hit the ground running?
Yep. was a little bit underneath the
paint. Fine,
Matt. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Many
settings will organise things like picnics with their children because it involves so much, so many skills of eating, choosing, preparing, sharing, all the kind of turn-taking things. So we're going to have, since the workshop was called the Song Hammer, we're going to have a Song Hammer down as a picnic hammer. And what I would have done with young children is to get them to choose the food that goes to the picnic. Healthy or not, it's up to them to choose. But they might find pictures in magazines, they might draw, they might model, they might have real food, which would be best. And so the picnic basket is in fact their choice entirely. And you can bring in some very useful mathematical terms like first, second, third, order numbers. And so our picnic basket is filled with their choices. Now we've got some words for this one, dear. Thank you. Not that you couldn't learn by rote, it is the second day of the expo, it is Friday, and some of you are on palm terms next week. And the brain cell count is going down, isn't it? So the support is necessary.
Picnic time, let's have a picnic with food for everyone. Picnic time, let's have a picnic to fill your empty tongue. Some snacks and goodies to prepare and healthy treats to share. Open up the picnic oven and see what's inside.
Now I have to have who is known for a very, very good voice, Katie Stone Square. There's nothing like using a first name, a nepotism for one. Now, Katie, is going to select the next plate, and instead of there being, open up the picnic counter, she's going to say, there's me inside. Of course, she's a very visual lady. Do you think you could sing that through with me, or would you like me to teach it to you bit by bit? Can you manage? Sure. Excellent.
Picnic time, let's have a picnic with food for everyone. Picnic time, let's have a picnic to fill your empty tongue. Some snacks and goodies to prepare and healthy treats to share. Open up the picnic.
Now, some people have got some lovely shaky instruments called Kellogg's Variety Pack, haven't you? Where you shake them nicely in the song. More can associate them. I am not averse to using things in the setting, natural substances, to make sound. But if children need to only know the drum piano to this and tambourine to do that, quite my students think that you can find them inexpensive. Later on, we're going to do some close shaking. We're at the moment, we've got the rimba band there, or whatever they're shaking.
Picnic time, let's have a picnic with food for everyone. Picnic time, let's have a picnic to fill your empty tongue. Some snacks and goodies to prepare and healthy treats to share. Open up the picnic hamper.
Right. Now, we all know that children of a very young age don't necessarily have words to express some of the emotions that they experience. And children do have to experience loss. It might be very serious loss, like a grandparent, or it might be simply that they've lost a house because they had to move. All these things happen to children. And maybe a song can be a way of dealing with that loss. I'm sure many of you know that lovely story, Dogger. Every time I hear it, I get tears in my eyes. It's just such a beautiful story. About a little boy who loses a dog. His sister makes the supreme self-sacrifice and gives something she's won in the raffle to the little girl. The dog might have taken all else company. But there is real tension in the story. And I think maybe songs that reflect loss and finding the thing again might be very useful. Now, Hilary and I are going to sing you the song about Teddy. It might be something simple that you do in role play. You hide a Teddy in the setting. We all sing the sad song, which is set in the mind and the first world reflects the sadness. And then when somebody finds Teddy, we get all jolly and bouncy and turn it into the rage. So Hilary and I sing this to you, if you'd love to do it. You'll see that you could use any object, any circumstance, but done in a role play setting, it might just help some children to deal with a lot. Thank you, Hilary.
I've lost my Teddy, I'm feeling sad. The cuddliest toy I've ever had. I brought him here to school today, but I must have dropped him on the way. Will you help me find my Teddy? I found my Teddy, I'm feeling glad. The cuddliest toy
your way to this lost the 5 minutes.
Can you manage that for right? I don't find it. I did check there. Are we going, Emily? Any notes? Any notes will do with it. Oh, sorry. I've lost my Teddy. I'm feeling sad. The cuddliest toy I am.
Whatever it is that children bring to school, you can substitute. So let's be really clever and sing the song again. This time we're going to lose a book. And it's the funniest book you've ever had. So be intelligent, sing the song. Thank you, Hilary.
And that children will take away in their self-initiated learning and recreate for themselves with their own props, with their own choices.
Self-care and hygiene and all those sort of areas are very important and also a very nice opportunity to sing a bath time song. Now obviously I have brought my bath with you, with me before you. So we're going to pretend that the leg of the bath, this is rather nice, it's a bath time bag. I'm sure you'll all make one of the right home. Inside here are various objects that children recognise as being bath time toys. But the choice of object is the child, and the word they ascribe to the object, adjective if you like, is going to be there. Now I have this lovely child, Hilary, who sometimes plays the right notes. He's going to help me play the right order.
I'm in the bath, I'm in the tub, splashing about, rub a dub dub. What's on the ledge? What can it be?
What is it?
It's a
shark.
It's a shark. And it feels. Out in the barn with me.
We'll do that again, joining the goldfish club or shark tonight.
I'm in the barn, I'm in the barn, splashing around, rubber dub dub. What's on the ledge? What can it be? It's a shark, and it's fierce. Now the shark in the bath with me.
It's the moment we've always wanted. You have to choose something from the bathroom there, and I need you to tell me what it's like. One word to do.
It's a book and it's frigid.
Well, I can be nothing patronized about my teaching.
I'm in the bath. I'm in the tub, splashing around, rub-a-dub-dub. What's on the ledge? What can it be? It's a book, and it's squidgy. Now the book's in the bath with me.
Personally, I'm slightly sure about books and bath. I just think, with my first edition of Charles Dickens, Heroes of Shopping in the Bath, that's not right. Madam, what are you going to take from the bath? And I need to tell me what it was like. Something now. It's a hat and it's a spell cap. Fine, we'll do that.
I'm in the bath, I'm in the tub, splashing around, rub-a-dub-dub. What's on the ledge? What can it be?
It's a hat, it's a skull cap. Now the hat's in the bath with me.
And we need a word to describe on
rubber. Excellent.
I'm in the bath. I'm in the tub. Splashing around. Rubber dub dub. What's on the ledge? What can it be? It's a duck. And it's rubber. Now the duck's in the bath with me.
So the children are actually supplying their own vocabulary. Here's clear mentions on if little Petunia, you were Petunia, weren't you? Probably was Petunia. If Petunia has got a really sad eye, which says it's transparent, or it's on a magic pig, that word will actually transfer. You see, amazing how children can actually teach other children to know their interests. So we have one more choice. Right, I'm afraid it's no choice at all, actually. And it's squidgy again, eh? We like squidgy. Last verse, everybody.
I'm in the bath, I'm in the tub, splashing around, rub-a-dub-dub. What's on the ledge? What can it be? It's a sponge, and it's squidgy, and the fart is the bath with me.
Lovely, excellent, really, really good. Now I need to introduce you to the lovely Jessica. Jessica, come and introduce yourself. Jessica is game for a lot, a game for anything. And the song we're going to sing now is about using that fabulous resource you have for dressing up box. All those lovely Givenchy dresses that you don't need anymore, you take in your stilettos and accessories with shadowing and extended chisels. And your fishnet and all the trauma you put on there. We're going to make up a song now. I guess you've got a really big choice here. You are a princess. Yes, what would you like to wear first? Excellent. And what would you like next? Yes. Pearls. Lovely. And next? Diamonds. Marvelous. And your crowning glory. Did you all remember your children? Excellent. We're going to sing a little song. Very, very simple. The part that comes in the middle is something that might spoil the lot. I know Katie would be written on this. Children, when they sing songs in their habitat, when they've gone through the baby phase of growing bubbles, little bubbles, they start to develop a single song, like so. And it's that milophone cuckoo note that you will find in so many children's songs. When we get to describe what Jess is going to wear, it's cloak, pearls, diamond tiara, etc. So we're going to sing those bosses, which obviously Jess has chosen the dressing up box herself. Thanks, Hillary. coming.
Pressing up, pressing up, what will I be? I'll be a princess, that's me. What special things will a princess wear? A cloak, some coat, a dime, a tiara. And if you'll be a princess, then we can share.
See how it works? The children choose the objects. They all feel they see them, and we sing them out. So princesses and princes, can we sing that again, please?
Dressing up, what will you be? I'll be a princess of tea. What special things will a princess wear? A cloak, some pearls, a diamond, a tiara. And if you'll be a princess, then we can share.
Joe. Now, Joe is summoning all of her testosterone because she is entering the virus. Such a suitable time. Just the what you like, Joe. 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 Marvellous. And your nose. No rum for this pirate. Could we sing the pirate version? Could you summon up your testosterone-laden, hairy-chested versions and make your song a little more robust? It's quite nice to put the character into the song. Shall we go straight into it?
We are dressing up, dressing up. What will you be? I'll be a pirate of sea. What special things will a pirate wear? An eye patch, a hat, a parrot of gold. And if you'll be a pirate, then we can share.
So whatever your child puts out of the dressing up box, give that child a line picture. A line bright moment and let them be the centre of attention. Because some earliest children have it quite hard to be the centre of attention. But given that they have chosen the object, you can turn this into all kinds of storytelling as well. Thank you very much for being here. That was lovely. Now, we all like to know you, don't we? Now, we've got some colleagues in here who've got clothes tech changes. We've got a couple of boys, so that nice audience can see them. Almost costing nothing. They make quite a nice noise. And because you're such a lovely audience, there's a little piece of paper that tells them what to make from. Aren't you sure? Yes, I am. The pastel would be so empty without the tea glass. Now, the washing song, I have got some words for it, haven't I, Jeff? Not because I believe in lots of words or long songs, but if you look at those words, you'll see the top section and the last section are reflections in some sense of the same song. It's a very jolly little song. Hillary, I have to say, is mortified, because there is no part of this song that mentions starching, doctoring or ironing. I know that as domestic goddesses and gods, you find this as sad and as happy as food does. But if in your setting you want to offer a start run, feel free. Thanks.
We've done the washing with lots of suds, lots of suds, lots of suds. We changed the water to rinse the suds, and everything's nice and clean. We found the pegs and we put up the line. The sun is out, so everything's fine. We fed the washing to the phone, and all the wind will blow it up down. We dry the washing and brought it in. We dry the washing and brought it in, and everything's moved away.
Just imagine that. Did you shake very beautifully? Can you do it sort of more visibly? So all people have to pop one, feel deep energy to your nose head shaking. Can we do that again, colleagues? I'm aware that we've got not that many minutes. Are you happy to just go for it? It's not a teaching style I necessarily adopt the best over it, but the tune is not exactly wrong with science. I think it's a fantastic. Does that feel fantastic? Thank you, Hillary.
We've done the washing with lots of suds, lots of suds, lots of suds. We change the water to rinse the suds, and everything's nice and clean. We found the pears and put up the light. The sun is out, so everything's fine. We peg the washing to ground above, and hope the wind will blow it about. We buy the washing and brought it in, brought it in, brought it in. We buy the washing and brought it in, and everything's put away.
Now, a lot of people, I don't know whether you're actually working in Elliot Stephens or whether you're a musical genius that works in Elliot Stephens, but I think a lot of Stephens are doing pegging actions to strengthen finger movements and dexterity, so the little darlings can write better than they do their stats. That's quite simple. But this pegging action is used a lot. It's that opposed to the finger and thumb action, which is strengthened by doing pegging. And children do the bottom of the set, and they do like that. They do go through the process. So how lovely of a song to join in that activity and make it sproshes. But if you wear your sproshes, nice people, sproshes are great fun. Super glue the lids when you make and took it to colour, obviously half drop and a splash of very little silver. You've got a very attractive sprocket sound that you can also sing in a lifetime song. So we're multitasking here. One more time from the top of the story. Make up your action by the secret.
We've done the washing with lots of suds, lots of suds, lots of suds. We change the water to rinse the suds, and everything's nice and clean. We found the pens and put up the line. The sun is out, so everything's fine. We paint the washing to flap about, and hope the wind will blow it about. We dry the washing and brought it in, brought it in, brought it in. We dry the washing and brought it in, and everything's put away.
Now, obviously, you don't have to have washing for your jumpers, negligees, tights, whatever object no one can handle is, you can substitute a wash. So the song can have a sort of its own mini series thing. Thank you very much, players and scholars. Now, colleagues, we're coming to our last song. And now, I'd like you to drop the puppet, the pirates, to come out of the company. You don't have to do anything except stand and look lovely. Now, lots of lady early years practitioners, when they see these puppets, go, oh, because they quite like them. I found a pattern online of being a nice, kind person. The reference to the minty cat is on your notes. So this half time, as well as the stone peg shakers, I expect some knitting to happen. By an order, choice. Oh, look at that. Miri, I think we'll do some in colour if you'd like. Now, obviously, our pirates are very butch, and Kess Rossroad late, and kind, you know, seafarers. But in our little song, they say cooey to each other, because I think the word's right at sea. So when you sing cooey, please could you make it very, very strong and masculine and appropriate, okay?
One little pirate looking out to sea. He sees another one and says, cooey, would you like to sail on the ocean blue? But I'd like you to join my crew.
If you manage that, please.
Off we go. One little pirate looking out to sea. He sees another one and says, cooey, would you like to sail on the ocean blue? Because I'd like you to join my crew.
And lo and behold, we have another pirate, so we are singing a cumulative song. Sounds and whatever you like to make that contribute. So it's two little pirates, everybody. I'm expecting them to sing.
Off we go, two little pirates looking out to sea. They see another one and says, cooey, would you like to sail on the ocean blue? Cause I'd like you to join our crew.
Third one, are we all right? It's an action to be nice, and it's something you feel strongly about.
Here we go, three little pirates looking out to sea. They see another one and say, cooey, would you like to sail on the ocean blue? Cause I'd like you to join our crew. Oh, little pirates looking out to sea.
park. We have another one for the park friendly. So you need to do a lot of knitting to get enough cards to do it. Colleagues, you were lovely. Thank you so much. Now, to send you on your way with a little note, I said at the beginning that songs need to be flexible, they need to fit into the contours and patterns of earlier singing. We don't want optically, we don't want complicated rhythms. We want simple songs that reflect where children are and their voices. So I thought we could adapt one to a pirate and show you how versatile it could be. And then we could have one with all songs. So again, we've got grand transition. Of the final verse, everybody, okay? Last voices are accepted. Up we go!
One little darling chasing Doctor Who. He sees another one, how do you do? Would you like to be on the telly, mate? Where we all say it's turning eight.
I think
we
that was really quite good. Right,
let's
do one more verse. Okay, going to do their actions. Join in, and I'm going to give you a good one. Thank you very much. Here's your last song. Can I just remind you, as you leave, you collect your sheep with my colleagues. There's also a big carry bag you can put your props in. Don't steal it, because I really need them. And please go to the page dog if you would like, with all the stuff that goes with this performance. Off we go!
One little darling chasing Doctor Who. He sees another one, how do you do? Would you like to be on the telly, mate? Where we all say it's burning eight.
Have a great break. Thank you. It's such a fun one. It's really my great. Thank you.